the rest of the story. From the time he was small, Francis yearned for a someday career in big league baseball. His idols were the power hitters, Ruth and DiMaggio, Williams. So, every spare moment he spent at the local playground with his pals pitching to him. Some days, the spare moments stretched into hours at a time. In sandlot games for the neighborhood boys, Francis quickly proved himself the hardest hitter, the best catcher of them all. He never left the ball field. Even at school, he would sit gazing out the window and picturing himself on the ball field. While still a teenager, his reputation as major league material continued to grow. Whenever he played semi-pro ball or with the St. Patrick's Church team, the bleachers were always full. Father Minahan, a good ball player himself, said that he could tell just by looking. "You've got the power," he said. "You have the determination and the ability," he told Francis. "Someday, you will be a star." Strictly speaking, that was so, but this is the rest of the story. After many years of passionate practice and utter devotion to his sport, Francis took the first big step toward the big leagues, a tryout for the Chicago Cubs farm team in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Ralph Wheeler, a Boston Herald sports writer who scouted for the Cubs, made the arrangements. Francis was 23. He arrived in camp full of confidence. Unfortunately, his throwing arm was hurting. Hurting too much even to make a hard throw to second base. Francis was hitting so well that the coaches switched him from catcher to first, but now there's another problem. The base running that had been fast enough for back home semi-pro teams was now obviously outclassed by the other would-be rookies in Fayetteville. What it all came down to was this: the big fish away from the little pond couldn't swim. Francis was cut from the farm team roster. He told his buddies, "I just can't go home a failure. I will not end up digging trenches for the gas company." Well, there was nothing he could do about the former, but as for the rest of his life, that he could do something about. Maybe football, Francis thought. So immediately upon returning home, he signed up for a semi-pro football team and played center, and he played linebacker, and he played remarkably well. A person may know deep down inside that there is something big waiting for him out there somewhere. But sometimes the trick is finding out just what that something big is. And football was not in the future for Francis either. For the record books reflect that once upon a time, a young man who dreamed of nothing but Major League Baseball got badly disappointed, but went on to make an indelible mark in another sport. Six consecutive heavyweight boxing championships. Six in a row, won by the first heavyweight champion all history to retire utterly undefeated throughout his entire professional career. Of course, you remember the owner of that powerful right arm that crushed everything in its path, Rocco Francis Marciano, Rocky Marciano. Now I hope you'll never forget the days when that thundering arm couldn't even get a ball to second base. Now that you know the rest of the story.